frame. Lock the change, cause some lame on the block was slain. Cops came, but I ain't pop a flame. Hear me, your honor, I ain't drop a thing. I was cuffed, they told me that somebody dropped my name. In the time they tryna match me when it's not the same. I was knocked from 8 o'clock until the shower rain. When I woke up, I smoked up and watched the game. Then I laid up with my bitch and got rocked with brain. Released me from this Elmer Fudd shit. The glove don't fit, too tall for the cop description. The slugs don't fit. He was hit with a 9, right? I bust slugs with a fist. You got any of my DNA or blood up in this bitch? I'm not the guy lying to fall. That's not my crime at all. You lock me up, I'm climbing the wall. You want me scapegoat to stay close and line for calls? With some grimy niggas scheming on my shines in the hall. Fuck that, you in the DA, spit shine the balls. You can catch up with me some other time from mine to yours.
Here in New York today, a stunning development in a murder case NBC News has been following for nearly 3 years. A man freed this past spring after being wrongfully imprisoned for 2 decades.
Come on, a plea bargain for what, y'all? Nah, yo, I ain't do shit. The only thing I'm copping is a new whip. The night it happened, I was lamping at a deuce flip with two chicks, Kim and Chris. We guzzled Chris on some rush hour 2 shit. I knew the kid, yeah, we had problems. Yeah, I robbed him, that was 98, though. When the handgun was a revolver, trying to play me on the old case, but it hold no weight. I turned myself and I skated on the Keystone Jakes. Right description, right killer, wrong case. I didn't hit him, hit the verdict, not guilty, not trying to see a prison. Got my life on the line. You wanna grind me through your system, have my family and my whiz. I miss him, you bugging, you the same judge. That Frank came with the drugs. Somebody came up dead and now you wanna blame us? Shit is too much. Hey yo, before you screw us, I grab the bailiff's gun and light this whole room up.
A new California law went into effect on January 1st that led to the release of never-before-seen reports that reinforce accusations of racial profiling and excessive force.
I live in a land of black robes, white justice. As long as you wear the blindfold, I can't trust us. I'm imagining what can bring such hate. This phobia or dislike grounds for a debate. Some say it's trigger-happy, I say it's lead poisoning. Something that's deeply rooted in official embroidery. The difference ripped from all the holes is the bullets. With a valve or trigger, just a different figure to pull it. Murdered by the state like the cousin of John the Baptist. As if black youths are nothing but target practice. Moving doses of power, a martial bitch. This creates anger, make me want to seek revenge. You invade our protest, guns and heavy armor. Riot shields and yielding a badge of dishonor. Just a disguised version of the KKK. Cops killing kids about 7 a day.
Brutality. I work for a salary and did time for a crime I didn't commit. They try to beat me in my head, make a brother submit. Hit me in the face with sticks, locking me down for being around. I still remember, never surrendering to the beast. Demand peace for Diallo. My reality is to fight back police brutality.
In all reality, police brutality calls for many casualties. It starts from the improper training, brainwashed out of Fauci. Supposed to serve and protect, not disturb and disrespect. With sick niggas on my curve, laced down inside the projects. A long-term effect ain't ungodly for my community. They killed little Bill with the bad name of immunity. Rodney King caught a stampede on TV. And they choking niggas out, but he's like, I can't breathe. I used to watch Starsky and Hutch and Beretta and Adam 12 and such. Dreaming I could be a cop when I grow up. I would see you in my neighborhood and I would trust you. But now I understand why Eazy-E is like, fuck you.